Divas, diamonds, and drama already? This is WAG's Miami series premiere. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let's get it popping.
I feel like this song never gets old.
It doesn't.
Anytime I go to Miami, I think of this song.
Welcome to the series premiere, WAG's Miami. I am your host, Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter at Heather Yared. And to my left, the lovely Dominique. Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Dominique P underscore ESQ.
Hi, guys. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on all social media outlets at Jennifer Leone TV.
All right, ladies.
Miami. I'm so excited for this.
Yes. Episode one, Welcome to Miami.
Was crazy.
Yes. I'm not sure what you guys are thinking, but apples and oranges compared to the WAGs that just finished up.
Yes. I legit last night tweeted, like, classy ratchet, here we come.
It was so good.
So good. I love the drama already.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that they kicked it off with that dynamic, especially because, you know, again, I'm stereotyping here, and sometimes you might think that, again, wives, girlfriends, and so forth, they want to have this certain persona, like, oh, I'm a wife, I'm a fiance, this is how I should be, but no, they went all real. Thoughts on that?
Real. Yes. The most real.
Yes. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we get all of the women, no commercials, from the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. And I wrote it down just to make it, because I knew I wasn't going to remember.
Perfect.
So we have Claudia.
Yes.
We have Darnell, mm-hmm. Ashley, mm-hmm. Vanessa, Matisha, Hincha, Astrid.
Right.
Does it sound like I'm missing anybody?
No, you got everyone. No,
that was everybody. At least everybody that we met last night. Who knows if we'll get some B-listers that come in.
Some extra side chicks. Right? Who's coming in and coming out. I feel like this season is going to be extra drama with a lot of more people, lots of things happening, just because it seems like these girls are in long-term relationships, but there's a lot going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, of course, I couldn't help all episode comparing it to WAGs. I guess I'm going to start calling it WAGs LA. and I just seem like the women on WAGs Miami are polar opposites than what we've seen on the LA version.
Agreed.
And so I immediately was like, okay, there's going to be a serious fight here. We didn't really see too much fighting on the last two seasons of WAGs LA. And I really like that we were starting to really understand the ins and outs of each individual relationship. And I think that was a big comparison to what I've seen with WAGs LA. I feel like you've seen a few tidbits from, you know, Larry here and there. We got a little bit of Barbie and her fiance getting married, but not really the, like, real-fledged, like, conversations.
Right.
So I feel like the main difference is this, right? So we are seeing that background, but here's why. We have all girlfriends, one fiance, mm-hmm. three singles, multiple seven-year relationships.
Yes.
So right. I believe the reason we're getting that depth is mm-hmm. because of the long-term relationships.
For sure.
But what did you guys think about that? I mean, this is WAGs. This is wives and girlfriends. We don't have a wife. Am I correct in saying that?
I think it's just the culture, mm-hmm. Just different cultures. Obviously, you could see that in the way that they behave. I'm interested to see how things go, because I'm not sure on how the culture is in Miami, mm-hmm. But I think that it's, it has to be different, and also there might be a little, I don't know, maybe a more of a Latin vibe there, and I know that...
Is that why we see the spiciness right off the bat?
I'm just saying, maybe a little bit, but... you know, it's okay for them to have kids, and then they mm-hmm. just let them go. Whereas in LA, they're like, no, you're going to stay with me, and I'm going to lock you down. Like, Nicole has been at Larry for I don't know how long, and then we hear Matisha, and
yeah, so we'll get into that.
Well, I thought it was interesting because the episode right off the bat kind of opens up with Darnell, and she's been with her... you know, father of her son. I hate saying, like, she's a baby's mom. But
her baby.
Her and her boyfriend, now fiance, have been together for a while. But I thought it was interesting that they open up with her kind of, like, character development right away, letting us know that, you know, last year was really hard for their relationship. There was mm-hmm. a cheating scandal. And, you know, the way back into, like, a cohesive relationship was engagement. And so I really, really liked her vulnerability, how she was kind of just really upfront, like she was broken. And I just, I don't know, like I fell for these women right off bat, whereas Wags LA, it took me a while to kind of like them individually.
Well, that's a great point. Oh, I mean, to speak to that, we then see another story. So with Ashley, mm-hmm. right? Ashley is a captain in the Army.
Which is amazing.
Huge.
So huge.
Yes, yes. Right, because it's different. I mean, and I think being a model is phenomenal. Yeah. I think it's hard work. You have to keep your body in check all the time, which clearly I could not do that because I love eating too much. But we had a lot of models. Here we are seeing a lot of diversity. We have the real estate mogul, mm-hmm. Vanessa. So Vanessa has made her own money, yeah. right? She has. Right. She is a self-cessed story and mm-hmm. a half. So girl, shout out to you. She's right. like, I make my own money.
Yes.
I could write the book on how to keep the man happy. And I loved everything about her. I was like, okay.
That was totally her.
So we see that depth, and we do open up with all the women. And speaking of vulnerability, right? Okay, I will obviously outline the show, but I want to go to the highlights mm-hmm. of that I think that really stuck out for me and love to hear your all's insight. Speaking of that vulnerability, Matisha, talking about why she is staying, at least for now, Nicole's friend. Now, I don't know about you guys, but me personally, I thought that vulnerability was amazing. She immediately is like, if I'm not friends with her, then everyone's going to think I'm still into Larry. But she is still into Larry.
You go ahead first, because I feel like you have something on the tip of your tongue.
I was not here for this entire storyline. I just thought it was so unnecessary because we devoted an entire episode of Wags LA to whatever their drama was. Their relationship was years ago. Like, be friends with her or don't be friends with her. But I don't want to spend this episode divulging into that. Like,
okay.
I just was really just like, you decided you wanted to be friends with her. No one forced you.
That makes sense. I actually disagree because I didn't like her in Wags LA, uh-huh. and I thought that it was weird. I didn't really know too much about her, and I knew a lot about Nicole. And so on Nicole's side, I feel like this time we're seeing her side, Matisha's side, and I agree with her on her rationalization for it, saying, if I'm not friends with her, all the other girls are going to talk and say, oh, well, then she's just jealous. In that world, I'm sure your world is the men and these girls that they're dating. So you need to be civil with them and not have all these girls thinking that you're jealous of someone and just you moved on. Okay, great. I love your ring. Mm. Have a good one. See you later. So that's how I think
Yeah, so for those that don't have the backstory, we see, you know, in Wags LA, I was going to say that now, Nicole mm-hmm. and Matisha. So Nicole apparently, allegedly, started dating Larry, her now fiancé. Congratulations on that.
When
Matisha was with him, right? So it was one of those relationships where Larry, apparently, as we hear on this episode, was playing both of them at the same time. Matisha, having that self-respect, said, no, I'm out. You're going to be double dating me. I'm out. And Nicole stayed for a while. So that's what we see in getting that background. I agree. I think this was one of those cameos where let's bring a Wags LA in just to kind of, you know, as the mothership,
right,
like
right,
a Real Housewives.
To make it make
thing.
Sense.
Totally. Yeah. But I agree with her logic, and I appreciate in that moment where she said, I'm friends with her because people will think I'm still into Larry if I'm not, but then we see her break down. She is still into Larry. Like, she was like, that was my soulmate. So I thought that was good to see it.
Wait, do you think she still is?
Oh, 100%.
Really?
She starts breaking down.
I don't think
down.
It's necessarily that she's into Larry. I think it's the fact that she's by herself still.
Oh,
I
wow.
Think,
so you think it's like
I
literally.
Like, yeah, I feel like.
Like a. Wait, what would be a word
I
for
think
that?
She's
though?
Jealous.
Is that like a narcissistic? Oh, wow.
Like, that's just
really.
What, yeah, because I look at it like this, like.
I'm shocked.
I don't think
Larry
she's jealous
and,
at all.
Larry and Nicole have been together for the last 4 years.
Okay.
Whatever that parallel time was that Nicole and Matisha were dating Larry at the same time, mm-hmm. they both attested that it was maybe a few months. It was around her birthday.
Yeah, a few months, yeah.
You know, Nicole has said mm-hmm. that Larry didn't want to break up with her, like, on her birthday or around her birthday, so he kind of let it sprinkle out and mm-hmm. then kind of let it fizzle. What guy do we not know that's going to let a relationship fizzle?
Well, most fizzle now these
right,
days with society
do,
and Steve
right?
Jobs and the iPhone.
And so my thing is like...
May you rest like, in update. Peace. Not you have ruined relationships.
So
sorry,
I love you. That's so funny. No, I was just going to state the fact that at this point we're looking at what 3.5 years later, you're still like head over heels, or you feel like this was the love of your life. Like, who's been the interim? Because she says she's been single for a while now. Mm-hmm. Are we to think that she's been single that entire 3.5 years?
I mean, she has said that she's unable to connect and that she hasn't been able to make that attraction. So I appreciate
therapy.
Yeah, I appreciate your perspective. I love how raw you're being about it right now. I definitely don't see the jealousy. I think she's literally just, I still think she's not into him like, oh, I want to jump his bones. But clearly mm-hmm. she's still attached.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I think it takes a while. Just being a woman, we're kind of already there and latched on to whoever we attach ourselves to. So I think just in that's why. I don't think that it's anything malicious or she hates Nicole or anything
no,
like
no.
that.
I don't think that's the case at all.
But I do, you know, for example, let's say you have a boyfriend from when you were 15 and you're now 25 and he gets married. You know, some people, I have friends who are, you know, they might shed a tear and be like, all right, well, that's that.
Well, as Dominique and I would say, that girl needs therapy.
Right. So, you know what? So is that therapy? I don't know. Like, or is that a closure thing? Oh, like, okay, bye.
Yeah, closure.
Bye
now. Closure.
Yeah.
Listen, women, we are not judging. We're saying that if you do need any type of closure, just call me. I'm a coach. We'll make it happen.
Right.
Speaking of, she said, let's get into Ashley and Claudia's conversation early on about Hensha
really
being in the medicine. So here's my perspective, right? To see Ashley and Claudia get into this conversation and go back and forth and see Claudia defend herself, I will say this. I believe that was definitely a position of let me say what I think is going to be said about me first so I can cover myself.
Right.
I think we see later when Ashley meets Hensha that is truth. But what do you guys think? Did you think that was Ashley playing both sides? Did you see anything deceptive there?
I wouldn't necessarily say shit starter. I think it's like, hey, girlfriend, I know you outside of this group. I want to let you know what the talk is before you go into the lion's den and
love
you're
it.
Unprepared for what's about to hit you. I think where she was a little bit wrong was that she did make the statement that, I mean, at the end of the day, they're not wags, so they're not on your level, so don't stress. I felt like Ashley wasn't saying that to put necessarily them down, but to put Claudia at ease because she seemed really uncomfortable that Matisha and Hensha were even going to be at this brunch. First of all, I'm like, this isn't your brunch. So feeling some kind of way that somebody else is going to be there, be happy for your girlfriend who just got engaged.
Well, she said that. She did
ordeal.
Say that, though.
Right.
She did.
Right.
She did.
But so it was just like, and then on top of that, I really just felt like some things you keep to yourself. And I thought this was maybe something that Claudia didn't need to share.
Touche.
Right.
Touche.
I completely agree. And then seeing Hensha later, I don't know if you want to touch on that later, but, you know, going back. Should I go now?
Whatever. Let's just talk about it all.
Okay, fine. Seeing Ashley when they're sitting down at the dinner,
the brunch.
Right.
Engagement brunch.
It was at that point, was like, oh my gosh, wait. And she didn't say anything. So I feel like there was a lot going on there. And I don't know. I think it's a little cover up. And yeah.
I think it was intentional. I think it was awesome, though. I loved it. She said, you want to see a G? I'll be a G. I'm going to call people out. So I loved it. The lines in theory, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I definitely do think that Ashley semi-crossed the line is by not speaking total truth. Because I do feel that she has more dedication to Hensha, which is probably for good reason. But I still like it because it makes for good TV.
Right. This is entertaining.
Yeah, and I love when women are direct like that.
Yes.
See, that's a problem about women in society sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not all, but some. That dynamic of like, let me tell you what this person said so you can hear what they said. Direct communication and then get over it.
Right.
So that we can squash it.
Right.
An elephant's going to be out of the room.
Yeah.
We won't get to the fight until later.
However,
I
do want to point out, in this entire situation, I felt like time and place was always key, and I didn't feel like Matisha should have brought it up at brunch
table. With these 5 minutes.
I agree with Claudia. Mind you, it's TV time, so they could have been sitting there, had hors d'oeuvres, had a drink, and an entree, or waiting for dessert. We don't know. But what I do know is that woman-to-woman conversation, the same way she kind of felt put on blast in Wags LA when they started talking about the whole breakup between, and she felt uncomfortable
in front of Nicole.
You just did the exact same thing to somebody else,
and
you should have pulled Claudia aside and was like, hey, can I talk to you really quick over here? That's how women handle business.
I agree with Claudia
classy to that level. Totally.
Claudia said, if you have an issue, just pull me aside. Why is it necessary to address it in front of everyone? I'm pretty sure Hensha wanted Ashley there to listen.
Yes.
To see, you know, how she reacted, and she's blaming. I don't know. I agree with the whole pull her aside. If you have something to say, say it to her face and don't involve anyone else. But it is TV. And it
TV. And so I'm curious to hear what you guys think about the fact, again, that we have one fiance, all girlfriends, and then three singles. Is that for dynamic? I think they're all obviously have great personalities to make it happen. But where are we at with this?
I've always been opposed to singles on these type of shows.
You're saying it, so opposed being you don't believe these three women, Astrid, Matisha, and Hinge should be on the show.
1,000%.
Okay, great.
Tell me more. The show is called WAGS, and I think that stands for Wives of
and girlfriends
of professional athletes.
Correct.
And so because you've slept with a few doesn't mean that that puts you in that same category. And so I don't want to watch that all season. So I'm hoping that they play a very like insignificant role.
Right.
I think if they play those things up, I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, you could bring it back to how WAGS LA does it with Olivia. In the first season, she was, you know, single.
Right, but she was one.
I think she was only there because they are two.
Right.
Okay, that's right.
They are a duo. Okay. Yes. Right, which totally made sense. In this situation, I don't see how the three are connected enough to be there.
I definitely don't see how Astrid is connected to them.
They tried to make the parallel that Astrid does bikini stuff, and I don't know if some of the girls have modeled for the bikini line. I was trying to figure out the whole dynamic.
Well, half of them are models.
Right.
Half of them are models, yes. So maybe that's why. But I think it truly is exactly what you said. We see a lot of dynamics because people have slept with athletes. Right. There's been some crossing of swords. I truly think that this was a play of, let me bring two people in who slept with the same person at the same time. Because we hear Ashley's so funny, goes, she said she a ho. Who the ho?
Right?
Who the ho?
Like, that's the question.
That was amazing.
I loved her. Like, I tweeted her last night. Yes. Like, freaking amazing.
That was
like,
hilarious. Who the ho? That was hilarious.
Like, she's like, no, totally
really,
my favorite.
No, really though, I want to know how tight the group is in Miami. Because I know how it is here in LA. But in Miami, are they so tight that even if you don't have that boyfriend anymore, are you still, you know, really great friends with everyone, and that's why they're in? This is the first season, so we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, interestingly enough, when Darnell tells the girls on the boat that she's invited
about the boat.
Mm-hmm. I think Claudia says, are you tight with them? She was like, I mean, they're fun girls. You know,
she did
some
business.
Them around the way, you know. I think that it's interesting because I don't know that those are still the kind of people that you have in those kind of settings, and I can't remember which girl said that exact point.
I think it was
certain girls.
Claudia.
For certain
I think
things.
Claudia said there's party friends, right. And then there's friends. So kind of to go off, Jen, of what you said, I believe the ones that are tight are, from what we're seeing from the boat scene, is Claudia, Darnell, Ashley, Vanessa, those four. Those were the ones I feel like are there, and they were talking about her getting, you know, the ring, being a fiance, which I want to talk about something else real quick. And then there's the single girls, right?
Yeah.
Which again, I'm single. There's nothing wrong with being single, and I hate when people attach me to that. Oh, she's single. She's out. She's a party girl. I hate that.
Yeah.
So, but I do agree with this whole, if it's wives and girlfriends, that's what we should have. Maybe someone's going to become a girlfriend soon, but regardless, we have more singles then we do wives, and we have no wives, and we have girlfriends. So it's, I think this, I'm not sure.
Again, I'm not sure how the culture is.
Yeah.
You know, you always, it's the culture. Who knows? I know I'm from Chicago. Everyone would be married there.
Yeah. Done. What we see here, everyone has children, almost. Yes. Everybody has a child, and they've been together long term, which is working. It works in Hollywood. It works in a lot of places.
Right.
Here's what I'm interested about. So let's talk about Ashley. No ring. Mm. She says, I've been with him 7 years. 2-year-old child, I believe. Was it two or three?
It's a toddler.
Okay, toddler. Her way of getting the ring, no sex. So she says, we have not had sex for 1 year. I am shocked. First of all, confidence. Confidence is key.
He probably is.
That's
had
what
sex
I was about to say. She's mentioning on the boat, like, he's pleasuring me, and then I'm like, okay, good night. And they're not having sex. I'm not going to start a rumor here, but to me, I know men that are having sex and are still cheating. So that to me was shocking. She's gorgeous, but as we know, that doesn't mean anything. But is that the way you would go to get a ring on your finger?
I actually know a lot of couples who have gone this route for several different reasons. Some being,
in which route is this route you're saying?
Not having sex for a period of time, or deciding like they're not going to have sex until they get married. I don't think it's a bad play. I think when you're doing it for the right reasons, and both parties understand what the end goal is. So I would like to, I always like to be positive. So I'm going to hope and pray that he's not cheating, that he respects, you know, whatever the decision that they're making for their household at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Jennifer, I feel like you got something to say over there, girl.
He's an athlete. He's cheating.
There are a lot of athletes that don't cheat.
Wow. Wow.
You'd be surprised.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
All right.
I did not see them have the conversation that they're both on the same page. Yeah. I will say, Jen, I have my own thoughts of whether or not he's capable of being, but I don't know him, so I'm not going to judge.
I don't know him.
I am hoping to God it is true, but regardless, that is a lot. That takes a lot of moxie.
Yeah, I'm an innocent until proven guilty kind of gal, so I like to
give it that first.
A dog's tail wags, though.
But this has been a primary theme in Wags LA, and in the show. Mm-hmm. He has women throwing himself. All of them have women always throwing themselves. I was shocked to hear that this was the outlet she took to say, give me that ring. Yeah. Let me have it.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, we don't know what the conversation exactly was. So it may have been I'm not giving you anything until I get a ring. It could have just been like, hey, I'm now uncomfortable continuously having a sexual relationship outside of marriage. Like, we don't know what the conversation was.
Very touché. Give me a high five on that perspective. That's what I'm talking about. You said we don't know. That conversation could have been, you might be sleeping with other people because there's no ring on my finger.
Right.
I don't want to have sex right now. We don't know.
Because that would be me. That would be my point. Like, there's nothing keeping you faithful besides just a will and for me to trust you. So if they're going to make it to that point where they do want to get married, this is a great way to build trust.
And also maybe it's the kids, too. If you have kids, it makes it a little easier to go that route. If you don't, then why is there even anything going on?
Right.
I'm so glad you said that, and I'm going to be the naysayer in this moment. Unfortunately, I do think it's easier sometimes when women have children because to some women, they're safe. So I have your child. You're going to be mine forever, or at least until 18. So we can go that route. I'm not saying these women are doing this, but I've been wanting to say that out loud for a while. I have. I feel that's something that people have as an anchor, and it really does bond two people together. And then you have no fear because he will always be there.
Right. But however, I think if Ashley was one of those women who was a model.
And she's not.
And I use those in air quotes because I think we've really broadened what a model means in 2016. Mm-hmm. But she's not. She doesn't have to stay with this man. She is financially stable on her own. And I love that about a lot of the women that, you know, we have on Wags Miami. So she doesn't have to have this kid by this man to be able to take care of herself.
Totally. Totally. And again, not saying that towards any of these women specifically, but it does make it easier to Jen's point that it's not going to be something where, oh, he's lost forever. So speaking of being financially sound yourself, I want to talk about Vanessa a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, I think she was my favorite. She's got her real estate company. She literally says most wags get an allowance. I don't.
Well, she doesn't because she doesn't need one. Which is a huge difference.
Loved it.
Completely.
Self-sessed story. I want to hear more from her.
Me too.
I want to see what she's got going on. I loved her graceful, eloquent fall on the boat.
Yes.
And she's like, woo! Yes. But it was interesting. Yeah, she reminds me of, and I promised myself in the show I would not compare, but she reminds me more of right now kind of what we saw in LA. Wags LA. The type, the caliber, like what we're looking at. So I was surprised, again, that she waited the 7 years. She's been in the 7-year relationship with no ring.
Yeah, I was really, really surprised. And I don't believe they have any children.
They have one child.
One child. Okay. Yes. I think they have a daughter.
Yes.
Okay. I was really, really surprised, but she didn't seem like... Ashley seemed like really like, woe is me, when they were talking about Darnell's engagement.
You're being polite, girl. Woe is me. She was like, that should be my ring.
Yeah, I was like, she did a little much.
She looked at her friend
and evil-eyed.
But we've seen that in Nicole, too. Like, yes, I still will never get over her trying on wedding dresses with Barbie. But
I know.
But what I loved about Vanessa, she didn't really indulge in that part of the conversation. She was like, who wouldn't want to be married, but that's not everything. Like, I loved that about her. Like,
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Love
her. Yeah, I think the dynamic here is strong. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of different storylines. This was a good and full storyline show, like you said.
I'm surprised they fit so much into 42 minutes.
Because there was no commercials. There were barely any commercials, which I loved.
Well, I'm DVR'd it, so I was already speeding through. But I just felt like we touched on so much. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't feel like within the first episode, I knew so much about all of the characters on any other reality show like I've ever watched. And I love how they've produced this.
They took what, you know, people are saying about Wags LA, because it was totally the opposite, but in a way that it was better.
Yeah.
You know, because we did get to know these girls. And I mean, if you didn't watch WWE, you didn't know who Barbie Blank was. And, you know, we found out these things later. And I feel like right now it's important that we talk about everyone at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to give them that depth.
Right. And know their names in the second episode, because sometimes...
Yes, you don't need everybody.
Know. Right.
Yeah, and we got the full file here. And speaking of things that I thought were my favorite, can't end an episode like Wags Miami without talking about the outfits, the diamonds. Yes. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Let's talk about the car.
Yes.
Like, I loved how Vanessa was like, she was the only one with
a Lambo.
I was like, girl, speaking.
That's the first thing Jen heard, too. She was like, who has the Lambo?
Right? Yeah. I like her. She's my favorite.
Right?
These outfits were amazing. I don't know if it's Miami.
On point.
I think it's Miami. I think we've all had our stint in Miami.
Oh yeah, yes. I used to go twice
a
year.
Right. There's another caliber of, like, when you go out, it's not. It's a show.
Yeah,
I was totally here for it.
I mean, in LA, there's some people who are, some people who aren't. You can really dress however you want.
True.
In Miami, there is a way, and it's sexy.
Yes.
Done. It. Glam. That's it. In LA, you can be grunge. You can be, you know, tomboyish. That's not going to happen there. No one's wearing pants.
Yeah, we see the cutoff shorts here, the flats, and all that stuff. But these women were on point.
Yes.
Hair,
makeup,
face, everything.
Yes.
We even had the fake tatas. The fake tatas were all out.
They were on display.
Yes. Yeah, and they talked about it.
Yes.
I mean, I thought it was really interesting. I don't have the cojones to do this, but what is her name?
Astrid.
She got her nipples pierced on live television.
Thoughts about that in the first episode?
I was a little speechless. I would never, but teach us on.
I mean, if you're going to do it on camera, at least do both.
Yeah.
I was like, chicken.
Yes.
I'm like, you're going to do it right.
You know, unless at first you say, oh, I think I'm just going to do one, get it done, and be like, oh, I'll do the other. You know? Yeah. But she just kind of did a step back. I thought it was cute to kind of show their bond.
Yeah.
Like, how they were connected and holding each other's hands. And I'm sure that hurts like crazy.
Yeah,
I would
like
never
it
do it. I just...
Yeah, it's a pain.
It looked like it hurt. But I do feel like Miami lived up to everything it says.
So
again, the glitz, the glam, the diamonds, the divas, and then the drama. So we end the episode...
The drama was on a whole nother level.
A fight.
Yeah.
A fight. So now that's what, three? We've had at least three. We've had, well, two officially, I'd say.
Yes.
Okay, so we cut to the end. They're standing up in each other's faces.
Yes.
I don't know if it was a producer or the host of the restaurant or the owner who had to split it up.
It
was the producer. Yeah. We already see it. I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all. I mean, when they even did like the trailer for this upcoming season, I was already like clenching my pearls. Like, this is going to be a very intense season. I mean, in the promos, you have Vanessa yelling at Hincha for trying to tell her a little something about her man, and she jumped on her. You see them in a hallway at some point, and somebody else is getting jumped on. I was like, I don't know, out of a whole two seasons of Wags LA that we've seen this much, like,
we have not.
No.
Right.
So we ended with it,
like,
completely having Claudia call Ashley out. I think it's valid that she came at her and said, you did not tell the full story. I'm not saying I side with Claudia on this, because again, I love Ashley. I feel, especially as a coach and as a woman, I tell my girlfriends, whether they like it or not, and sometimes I say to new friends, I'm going to tell you something. You might not talk to me for 2 weeks, but that's
me. But here
it
is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So we see that, and I thought it was amazing. I just think that, again, this is perfect for TV. More people are going to see what's going to happen.
Yes.
Right. Who's going to want to watch if it's boring?
And everybody's friends.
Right. I feel like Wags LA got a little boring sometimes. And I think that Wags Miami is not going to even let you blink.
Yeah. Oh, it's not going to disappoint.
Wait, who's on who? Wait, what's happening? And I love it.
It's,
I think,
interesting,
it's exciting
to me, though, because I have a lot of friends who are Wags and have definitely been in that circle, and it's interesting because there is an anomaly. Like, you don't get too many girls that are very, I'm trying to pick my words correctly. they're not as, like, in your face. They're all, like, really career-driven. They have so much going on for themselves outside of their husbands and so, or boyfriends. And so I do like the mix that we're going to see on Wags Miami, but I hope that it's not going to be full of catfights.
So what I hear you saying is catfights are definitely been what's on the first series premiere, right? Ego has been present.
Yes.
I also want to touch on that as well. If the ego continues, I don't know how I will feel about it, because at some point we do want to see the interactions.
Right.
I saw a little bit of women being their first time behind, you know, the camera, wanting to be remembered. Which, again, it worked, girls. You're all gorgeous, right, and like, you did it.
I got you.
Yeah.
There was a point where I paused it, and they're looking directly in the camera. Like this.
Like, it was so
Oh, okay. You got a little, you have to get used to it a little bit.
Yes, I think they're used to it. I don't think anybody was camera shy.
Or just like, you know, you're not supposed to look directly at the camera. You talk.
It's like camera.
But they're just like, so anyway.
Mm-hmm. We did see that a couple times.
Yeah. And
girl, look at who you're talking to.
Yes. Yes. And I personally feel, and I'll be honest about this, if I was on Wags Miami, I would be thinking, I have to make sure this is more memorable than Wags LA.
I'm the complete opposite. I'm always like, be authentically you. So if that's you jumping over tables and cursing out girls, do you, girl. But if that's not you on a daily basis, I'm going to call you a fraud when I see you in person, because you're not living up to who you are as a woman. Mm. And so I just hope that this is who they are authentically, and they're not just doing it for entertainment value. Because at the end of the day, I don't think that's why anybody watches a show like Wags. They truly want to see who you are and what your life looks like in real life. Like, don't paint me a picture if it's not real.
Right, lifestyle. Yeah. We're not watching Bad Girls Club.
No.
We want to watch how you live your life with your husband's money.
Or your allowance. Or in this one, your allowance. Right,
because there's no wives.
But I think this is their life, though. This is how they are. I do believe that this is what we are seeing, is exactly who these women are. And I personally don't, all my friends aren't wives or girlfriends of athletes, just a couple here and there. And what I hear, the stories that we talk about, because I coach wives and I coach athletes from a life coaching standpoint, this is what they're dealing with. It's egos, it's flaunting, it's all this. So as much as I think, yes, they're trying to be memorable, I believe it's what we see is exactly what we're going to get, especially in my
right. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of these women understand that whatever you do in public doesn't just get tied to you and your brand, but it also can tremendously hurt the career of your boyfriend or husband. And so that's the thing that I feel like most wags understand.
Well,
and
the Miami,
always very, very mindful of. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so having a big outburst like that at a restaurant, to me, seems a tad bit out of character.
Agreed.
For a wag.
Well, in LA, I feel like for the wags, that might be out of character, but maybe for Miami girls, this isn't. This is like, you know, Bad Girls Club going at it. So you don't know, really, since it's the first
one.
Right.
Well, I can't wait to have some of the wags on our show so they can tell us, like, girl, this is it.
Oh, 100%.
And I'm for it. So.
100%.
Yes, girls, come on.
Yes. And knowing Miami, right, I have friends that are from there that are here right now, and they are aggressive. They are in your face, and they are very much like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Like, it is coming at you. So I think we're definitely going to see a lot of this exciting
for sure.
That's good to hear, though.
Sure. But I think the difference to understand is that there's only one wag whose boyfriend plays for the Dolphins. So the rest of them are only in Miami for the off season. And they're not from Miami originally, except for Claudia. So it's not, and Claudia was the main one, super like kind of chill throughout this entire process. So I'm like, where is this bad about it coming from?
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say that about Claudia. Huh. With her. She was the only one that was like, I'm going to just sip my drink over right. here. I'm not going to cause a scene because right. I want to respect my man. And we yes. see him kind of say that to her in the beginning.
Can we
Julius,
talk about that for a hot please. Second?
Yeah. So with Julius and Claudia?
Claudia talks a little bit to Julius, who's her boyfriend, her fiance. I'm really trying to figure them out.
we're all learning.
We're still learning. And so she basically says, like, hey, I've done this whole, like, mom, stay-at-home girlfriend, I'm spending your money, but I want to get back to a place where I'm a little bit more independent. And I thought it was really, really interesting because I think we see a lot of this in WAGS LA about the girls trying to figure out, can they have their own lives while still catering to their man? And mm-hmm. Julius basically kind of is like, I want you to kind of get back out there, but you definitely aren't going to be doing what you used to do.
Yeah, you
and
have to think
it,
of the
he
kids.
He said it like point blank, and
good
I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like there, I mean, I'm all about self-expression. Do you, girlfriend? But at what point do you kind of say, like, I have to kind of steer my career as a model into another lane when you do have, like, three kids at home?
All right. So this is, again, another topic that I could talk about for hours. So I have two different beliefs on this. I hear what you guys are saying. It seems like you're on the same page with that. I like that Julia said, yeah, you ain't going to be wearing that. You better put a cover up on
right.
that. I like that because I'm old-fashioned.
Yeah,
I like to
too.
Be like, oh, tell me what to do some more because I call the shots at work because I like that. But
we're here right
yeah,
now.
I like yeah. that. But then at the same time, and again, I will say this. I do not think... No, I'm not going to say that. I think that Claudia should be doing what she wants. But where we see that envelope pushed with Kim Kardashian, right?
Oh,
let's
yeah,
talk about that
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And Kanye supports it. That's my ass. That's what's going right. to happen. She can do what she wants.
Right.
I don't like when women take on... There's difference. You can mm-hmm. be a mother. But before you were a mother,
you
were
hot.
A wife, you were a girlfriend, you gave blowjobs. Mm-hmm. So to be like, I'm a mom, I can't do that. No, that's you fulfilling a role
right.
and attaching yourself to... an identity mm-hmm. of being a mom when right now that's what you are, but that's not who you are. Mm-hmm. So I hate when women do that and put that pressure, because what that is subconscious pressure on the children and on the husband and such to make him to shame. That's
right,
shaming.
Right, right.
So in two cents, I agree. I think that she needs to be mindful because mm-hmm. we obviously are going to, I think we're going to see that Claudia does have some sort of a past, because Hentscher literally said before she was a girlfriend,
yeah,
she sold
her escort.
Yeah.
Her
she
kitty.
Said, her pee.
Yeah. Her kitty.
I hate that word.
Another
I'm going to say her
word.
Pee. I love kitty. So we're going to see more of that. That mm-hmm. might be why he's protective.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
as far as like steering her one way or the other, because if she's a mother, no, I disagree.
Well, I
don't
like
think
to
she
see
should
her
be like
kind
that.
Of put her foot down and just decide, like, I hear what you're saying, but respectfully, I'm going to do me. And I'm not going to ever do anything that's harmful to our children, but respect that I'm going back into this career path.
Do you think he's putting it on the children saying, oh, you have to think of the kids, but
right,
deep down,
but really
he's
him.
Just like,
and
I don't want anyone looking.
I feel like he's more so like trying to protect his goods. Like,
yes.
not all of that
uh-huh.
on the
yeah.
media.
Which is okay.
Right,
again,
but I
respect
want you to
that.
Say that. Don't put it on the kids.
That's right.
Man, because you're way too big for that.
That's right.
You're way
don't
too
be
big
using
to
your
that.
Children as
don't.
Pawns.
Yes,
we cannot use our children as pawns. This is a note to society.
That is the note. The note.
All right, so speaking of society, children, potential WAGs from Miami coming on the show, it sounds to me like we might be getting into some predictions, what we think might be happening.
And now,
your
AfterBuzz TV.
I love it.
Predictions.
I like how you were like,
oh, yes.
I'm gonna
like clairvoyant sensing, I need
yes.
you. But we're definitely not going to start with me. We're going to start all the way to the left with
oh,
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jen, what you thinking?
I think that we are going to see so much drama, more drama than the first episode. I think that there's going to be girls coming in and out, lots of different people. I hope that we write down all their names. I'm going to try. I need to connect who's dating who, who's married to who, if there's marriage. If
there is no marriage.
There's
right.
no marriage, so engagements. I need to, you know, be all into...
All in the what's, know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So are you predicting that you're going to be doing your research before the next after show? Is that
seriously?
Your prediction?
No, I think that there's going to be more people. More people, darling.
Okay, got it. So, got it, girl. Got it.
Because if you stay with these girls, I think that it'll die. You know, I think that there's going to be more going on. So, ooh, yeah.
Now, that was a moxie answer.
It was.
Right there.
Interesting.
I like that.
I disagree, though. I think this is going to be our cast for the season. I do think they kind of shed a light on a prediction within the episode of each thing that we're going to touch on throughout the season.
Right.
So I do see Ashley getting engaged before the end of this season. I do think Vanessa might hit the rocks with her boyfriend. Because of what Hinsha has to say. I think Hinsha might go from random single to being a girlfriend. What is my other prediction? I'm interested to see what happens just in this next episode with Darnell and her engagement, because it seemed from the credits that things are about to get interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much so. So let's see. Gosh, you guys covered a lot of predictions. So my prediction is we're going to see more of a storyline with Ashley and her chastity. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear more about that. And I also do believe that we are going to see another engagement before.
Oh, absolutely. More diamonds.
I'm so for the diamonds. Yeah.
I'm so
show
excited.
Me your ring, girl.
I need to see more glam, too. Like, we saw them being grungy, but I need, like.
Was that grungy?
Like fighting.
I'm like, what grunge?
Oh my God, I love. Okay, I was gonna say those clothes.
Taking the earrings out. That's what I mean by grunge. Taking the earrings out and, you know, fight. I definitely want to see the diamonds and the cars that and the shopping sprees. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Oh, we shall see. We shall see. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Heather Yared. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Heather Yared. And ladies to my left, where can they find you?
You guys know I'm Dominique Price, and you can find me on social media at DominiqueP_ESQ.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Jennifer Leone TV.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining. We will see you next Monday, same time, for Wags of Miami. Make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, hashtag ABTV.
Damn.
Yes, thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.